Republican Tim Quinn and Democrat Megan Miller are separated by less than 400 votes in the Utah House 54 race. Meanwhile, statewide, Proposition 4, which would create an independent redistricting commission to prevent gerrymandering, is separated by less than 0.5%. Candidates and their supporters are encouraging voters to check the status of their ballots. At the state website, vote.utah.gov, voters can check if their ballots have been processed or if there was an issue. If voters do see a reported issue with their ballots, their best course of action is to call your respective county clerks. Jessica O'Brien with the Summit County Clerk's Office says they've received a few calls from people concerned about their ballot.
The best thing to do is just call our office. And in addition to that, we found that vote.utah.gov is the state's website, and we found that it's not all the way up to date. We've had a lot of people calling and saying that it's not showing anything, but we did receive and count their ballot already. So if people have questions about that, the best thing to do is just call us and we can look it up pretty quickly.
The clerk's office has alerted those who do have an issue with their ballots that need to be resolved.
While we were processing, if for some reason there was some kind of issue, like a signature issue, like they didn't sign or it didn't match, we mailed letters out to all those people.
If you've received a letter from the county clerk's office, you should contact them immediately as time is running out.
In the letter at the bottom was an affidavit that needed to be signed and they could mail it back. If people still have those, the fastest way to get those back to us would be just to email them. So people, if they have that and they want to get it back to us, they can call us and we can give them some email addresses to get it back as quick as possible.
Final results will be certified by Utah counties on November 20th, this coming Tuesday. They will then be certified by the Lieutenant Governor's Office on November 26th. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.